We have more news stories now, including how battle lines have been drawn over Anglia Square and how a Norwich restaurant is selling cheap food through a new food waste app. But first, the evening news announces its support for the Hamlet Centre.
We announce a festive campaign that would help you to give a gift that keeps on giving. The Norwich Evening News is backing city-based charity The Hamlet as its Christmas campaign throughout December. The organisation supports children and young adults who have disabilities and complex health needs along with their families. David Powells, editor of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, said, "The Hamlet is a tremendous Norwich charity that has been a lifeline to children and parents for almost 50 years. It's a pleasure to reveal it as our Christmas charity. Please give what you can." Matthew Garling, Marketing and Communications Manager at The Hamlet, said, "The Hamlet acts as a first port of call for a lot of people who have suddenly discovered their child, who they thought would be going down a certain path, now won't be. It can be really scary for families, but our doors are open when they are ready and we'll provide help when they need it." The charity was founded in 1972 by Jack and Margaret Weimer, who had disabilities themselves. Since then, The Hamlet has evolved from a small toy library into a charity offering a wide range of services for children and adults from birth. Recreational, educational, and social opportunities are available for the children and adults, all promoting integration and inclusion by breaking down barriers that often exist for people with disabilities.
The number of children in Norfolk and Suffolk neglected, mistreated and assaulted at the hands of their parents has risen by 153% in the last 5 years. Damning figures revealed by the NSPCC show child cruelty and neglect crimes across the region have more than doubled since 2013. Police in the east of England recorded 906 offences of child cruelty and neglect in 2017-2018, a 166% increase from 330 in the years 2012 to 2013. The nature of the neglect varied, but included extreme cases in which a parent or carer deliberately neglected, assaulted, abandoned or exposed their child to serious harm. In Norfolk, the number of recorded offences increased by 79% from 66 in the years 2012 to 2013 to 120 in the years 2017 to 2018. While in Suffolk, there were 129 recorded offences of child cruelty in the years 2017 to 18, rising by 545% from 20 in the years 2012 to 2013.
Norwich Castle has been given a further funding boost on top of the millions of pounds of lottery cash to revamp the keep. The National Lottery Fund announced in October that it would contribute a further £9.2 million towards the £13 million Gateway to Medieval England project. That project will see the 900-year-old castle's keep reimagined as it was in its heyday as a palace for Norman kings, which bosses say should draw more people to the city. And the castle has been handed a further £210,000 boost, which will pay for a major refurbishment of the public areas at the castle, including the rotunda. The main toilets will get a first upgrade in 20 years, and a movable early years gallery will be created. The cash has come from the Wren Flagship Project Scheme, which awards grants from money donated by waste company FCC Environment.
A call for the government to make the final decision if councillors grant permission for the £271 million Anglia Square revamp has been backed by civic watchdog, the Norwich Society. Officers at Norwich City Council are recommending the planning committee gives the scheme the go-ahead when it meets at City Hall. The plan would see buildings in the shopping complex replaced with new blocks, including 1,234 new homes, a leisure quarter with a cinema, car parks and a 20-storey tower block. Council officers say that the proposal has the potential to create more than 500 new jobs. But the Norwich Society is the latest body to call for the Secretary of State to make the final decision because of concerns about the effect of the city's historic character.
A Norwich restaurant is using a mobile phone app launched to help reduce food waste and give people the chance to eat for less. Yo Sushi on Chapelfield Plain has signed up with the Too Good To Go app and in November alone sold 143 meals that would otherwise have been thrown away. The initiative works via a free smartphone app that allows people to find unsold food near them that restaurants and eateries would have otherwise had to throw away. To rescue a meal, customers have to download the Too Good To Go app, create an account, select a restaurant, pay through the app, and then collect their food within the time frame given. Victoria Mathers, product manager at Yo Sushi, which is the only restaurant in Norwich working with the company at present, said, "Too Good To Go is a fantastic initiative, encouraging people to buy perfectly good food, which would otherwise have ended up in the bin."
Bosses at Norfolk's Original Academy thinks it is, to quote, "better than it is," according to a report which criticised its teaching, leadership and pupils' poor attitudes to learning. Ofsted inspectors have told the Open Academy in Norwich it must up its game after a recent inspection found leaders, governors and trustees did not have an accurate understanding of the school's strengths and weaknesses. Serious concerns were raised about pupils too. Inspectors said their attitudes to learning were, to quote, "not good," and that, to quote, "too many put in less effort than they should," while instances of inappropriate behaviour were said to be too common and rates of pupil absence are above the national average. The school was ranked as requires improvement, a grade lower than its previous good rating following a two-day inspection in early November. But the school said staff and pupils had been working extremely hard to make progress and that measures were already being taken to fix the problems noted by inspectors. The second feature is written by Chris Hill, who finds out the seasonal secrets to growing the perfect tree for Christmas. Sarah Lusher is your reader.